So this is the conversation I want to share with you today.
所以我今天要分享的这个部分就是
If you are looking for a title for this, it is the entry of the church into the kingdom of God. And so that was such a tremendous thing, such a powerful, muy tremendous manual, a powerful thing for the Lord to show that everything is near. Entry is near. That is very important. That is really the reason you are all here in your rank and file, in your seniority. You are all here because of that. Because of the entry of the church into the kingdom of glory. The entry of your nation.
You don't
want your nation to be left behind. It was such a
wonderful calling.
For the entry of your country land into glory. So it's a very powerful time, both the people, why we are here tonight. And why you have come to
pray.
And so, I want to walk you step by step. And I want to
present
the prophetic timeline on the screen right now. I want to from the prophecy of Isaiah. You can start from the manger, the prophecy of Daniel.
你还可以回到但以理书的预言，但是我们先从那个时间表，但是我们先从那个时间表，但是我们先从那个时间表，但是我们先从那个时间表，但是我们先从那个时间表，但是我们先从那个时间表，但是我们先从那个时间表，但是我们先从那个时间表，但是我们先从那个时间表，但是我们先从那个时间表，但是我们先从那个时间表，但是我们先从那个时间表，但是我们先从那个时间表，但是我们先从那个时间表，但是我们先从那个时间表，但是我们先从那个时间表，但是我们先从那个时间表，但是我们先从那个时间表，但是我们先从那个时间表，但是我们先从那个时间表，但是我们先从那个时间表，但是我们先从那个时间表，但是我们先从那个时间表，但是我们先从那个时间表，但是我们先从那个时间表，但是我们先从那个时间表，但是我们先从那个时间表，但是我们先从那个时间表，但是我们先从那个时间表，但是我们先从那个时间表，但是我们先 候
Now, when does the church age begin?
教会的时刻从什么时候开始？
你知道 the end of the church age.
这里也说到了教会时代的结束。
You know,
你知道对这个外邦的教会来说
of this church, the church, the current
这个教会
Are we together?
我们在一起吗？
So when does the church age begin?
教会时代从什么时候开始呢？圣灵差下的时刻，在五旬节，然后
当 your church was bathed out, and the church is bathed out. For those of you who are, I know that they have made an error. My team there, I told them Revelation chapter 2 and 3. They have said 1 and 3, but that's all right because sometimes I talk to them on phone, but. So the church age, Revelation 2 and 3, Lucetti and Randy, Revelation 2 and 3 and Eugene,
启示录二章三章
Revelation 2 and 3,
启示录二章和三章
the church age is right there,
教会时代就是这里
and right now,
现在
the events I've just described, the entry of the church into glory,
教会进入荣耀
will close the curtain on that dispensation.That is when the rapture now takes place. The rapture has taken place. If you get a chance to read the book of Romans chapter 11, which I'm reading right away, because we may not have much time. Romans chapter 11.
Hallelujah.
And it's such a great joy to have you here, blessed people. Romans chapter 11, I'm reading 25. Can we just read 25?All the way
十一章我们可以读二十五节直到 32, 三十二节吗？蒙福的人们，这里说的如下。
The subtitle there says, all Israel will be saved.
这里的副标题是所有以色列人都得救。他说：“弟兄们，我不愿意你们不知道这奥秘。”
You may not be conceited. Israel has experienced a hardening in heart.
就是以色列人有几分是硬心的，直到外邦人的数目填满了。
And in this way, all Israel will be saved.
于是以色列全家都要得救。
That is a promise the Lord has given.
那是主给的应许。
However terrible it may look right now,
现在有个可怕的时刻，但是主应许了会有以色列全国的复兴。
There will be salvation there.
那里会有他们会蒙得救。
I know that there's so much I know regarding that which we are not going to share in this context, but there will be.A national revival of Israel, we promise it is there.
It is there. Hallelujah.
And then he says the following.
然后他说,
and he says, as it is written, the deliverer will come to Zion. He will stand,
如今上所记，必有一位救主从西安出来，要消除雅各家的一切罪恶，又说我除去他们罪的时候，这就是我与他们所立的约。只有弥赛能除去他们的罪，所以这里说那个时刻来的时候，他会差遣弥赛亚救者福音说，他们为你们的缘故是仇敌，救者拣选说，他们为
the enigma comes in.Because he's going to say here that all this has happened to Israel for your sake. He's going to talk about the cutting of a branch from the olive tree of God. Hallelujah.
这里说的是,
that you may be grafted on. It's such a mystery.
那个橄榄树枝子的砍去是为了让你们能够接上。
That all those things happen to Sodom and Gomorrah. That you may not go that way. So there is just so much.That will astound you, blessed people, to see how God loves you. He says, "I'm sorry that you are concerned for your sake."
是为了你们的缘故。
But as far as election is concerned, they are loved on account of the patriarchs. So God's gifts and His call are irrevocable. Very powerful. Verse 30.
就这。
Just as you.
拣选说，你们为列祖缘故是蒙爱的，因为神的恩赐和选召是没有后悔的。你们从前不顺服，如今因他们的不顺服，你们倒蒙了连续。
For God has bound everyone over to disobedience.So、that
因为神将众人都圈在不顺服之中，特意要连续众人，这很复杂，因为他基本上在说基督的使命，就是基督来的原因。
So the coming of the Messiah is ingrained in our own livelihood, right? That he had to come owing to the fall.But all that says that the prophetic timeline is God. It says at one point, this age of the church component, and God will now focus on Israel.
教会的时刻要结束。
There will be the revival of Israel.
然后就是以色列的复兴。Hallelujah.
So, I want step by step now again to capture your memories, recall your memories on where we were at the conference when we looked at.The state of the church, the letter of the
church,
Eugene has changed it already to Revelation 2 and 3 over there. I want us now again back to
the letter
that Jesus is writing to the church out of concern. The reason you are here, that he is concerned about the condition of the church, so he writes a letter to the church.
教会的状态。
So、I want us to look at that and see the import, the importation on how that, how that changes is meant to address the current condition of the church. Are we together again? And so, again, this age here before the rapture of the church.
这一次，再一次， 在背景之前的这一代我们看得很清楚。
If you look at the letters he wrote out of concern, because the Lord saw that there was a degeneration, there was general degeneration in the church, and I think we don't need to be a genius to see that surely there is a gradual fall in the church. The things that were counted sin some time back are more or less now habituated, acceptable.In this generation.
曾经就是罪恶现在被这一代人接纳了。
Because he wants you to enter glory, that's why he's concerned.
他关心的是你们能够进入天堂。
Bring your attention back to this.
我要让你们注意到。
The church in Laodicea eventually.
给老底嘉教会的信，还有老底嘉教会的信。
And in that conversation there,
在那个对话中
I chose it deliberately because.If you look at those churches, you may be very surprised that the present church may be sharing so much in common with that church.
现今的教会与那个教会如此的相像，这是一个悲剧。
Can I explain to you again this?
我能够再一次跟你们解释一下。我说的是，
I'm saying,
我在说
that the letters the Lord wrote out of concern to the churches.The seven churches within Asia Minor, all of you have read them. When you have time, you go home, you read them even deeper, blessed Peter. When you look at those letters he wrote, and the timelines that were defining those churches, then you can see that there is also a dispensational revelation the Lord was giving on the part of the church. If you will, the history of the church. So you could literally mark them out.
他把它标记了出来，你可以看到，用这样一个月经的时间，让我们看到我们现在所处的阶段，一步一步的。我在说，因为你看得很清楚。
Each one of them, in what you, in each one, we don't read one of them here. In each one of those letters, you see the Lord Jesus Himself in a manner relevant to the condition of the church.
主都提到了教会的状态，每一封信都提到了教会的状态。
That was actually meant to address a malady, a situation, a dysfunction that was going on in that particular church. The way
提到了每个特别的教会的状态。
Hallelujah. And so, as he introduces himself, and then he describes the condition of the church.At one point, you see him tapping them on the back saying that you're doing well on this, you know? And at the other point, then he raises a serious accusation on them.
And he saw also
the church in Pergamos. Pergamos, we saw very clearly that no matter the persecution they were going through,
你看到了提到了他们所经历的逼迫，但是当他们失败的时候，他就拿着他的剑。教会的主人，他在查看教会的状态，这非常的严肃。
And that really underscores the gravity, the weight, on how the Lord looks at apostasy. The current apostasy is
the most important. The current fall you see is the most important.
That helps you to understand the zero tolerance position of the Lord on sin.On a
主对罪的
that's why you are here today,
零容忍的态度
to your country and prepare
让你们回到
holy bride,
你们
国家的 without stain, without wrinkle, holy and righteous,
时候要把这个公义和圣洁
deliberate willingness, your choice to want to live holy,
再回去
and pursue it, and God
你要有意的选择公义和圣洁
are we together?
我们在一起吗
and so what I'm saying is this,
所以我要说的就是
before you read one of themYou see the Lord in that chronology of conversation with them. When he introduces himself, then he raises some good things they are doing. And then at one point, then he raises the
however,
you know, look, you're doing this. Depend from this.
然后又说你们应当悔改。
But the church I want us to handle today.
但是因为我要处理的教会
talk to her about. So I want to handle that. And handle another church.
另外一个教会。
But we did not have any accusation to raise over. I want to handle the two contrasts.
主没有指责的一个教会。
Philadelphia.
菲拉铁菲教会。
In Laodicea. So that now we understand our position and the instruction of the Lord to us now.
所以你现在看到主的指示。
If you will, what that means to the present day church, and that is pertaining to the Christian also, individual now.
还有现今基督徒说的是什么呢？
Are we together?
我们在一起吗？
And so,
所以
we see very clearly, blessed people,
我看很清楚蒙福的人们
that when the Lord meets the church in Philadelphia,
当主
then he's very happy with them,
主非常喜悦。
They put a lot of lights in front. Yeah, I'm not able to see you, my daughter. That's why I keep moving this way. Yeah, so a lot of lights and bulbs. But anyway, what I'm saying is this.
我需要说，我要说的是。
He loved the church in Philadelphia.
看他爱教会的方式，爱菲拉铁菲教会的方式，你看得很清楚。
Right away on your own when you read the Bible. Before we read, follow me on this. Even eye contact with me would help.If you see the way he addresses the church in Philadelphia, you can tell that church goes all the way to the end. And then, if you see the way he's addressing the church in Laodicea, you can tell that that church also goes all the way to the end. Are we together? Because the Lord seems to have modeled his rapture church.He seems to have modeled the church that is raptured at rapture based on the church in Philadelphia.
主以菲拉铁菲教会来作为被提教会的模型和榜样。
And if you check the church well, the window opened for evangelism and they used it. They went out and they evangelized.
他们是出去传道的。
So that is now the right place at which I should give you a general panoramic a global picture of church history then. Because then you see very clearly in using those letters to those particular churches to define the chronology, the trend of the pathway of the Church of Christ, then you see very clearly that right from the beginning, you remember the primitive church, they preached Christ Jesus.
耶稣基督复活
and as you moved on and on
当你继续
you realize
你意识到
that over time some preachers
随着时间的流逝
some clergy,
一些牧师传道人
have
一些神职人员
and the more modern the world has becomeSome pastors have come up, some teachers have come up,
一些教师
that have more or less begun to dispute the word.
他们开始在道德上
by introducing other things as though the Lord was not sufficient in his inscription of the word. Because we know too well the conservative nature of the salvation of the cross we received.
我们所接受到这个福音的
we mentioned the book of Genesis chapter 3:15 when it says they parted out totally darkness from light
当三章创世纪三章十五节是说要彻底的与
between you and darkness
在你和黑暗之间
Professor McCormick are you doing well? I know we are live globally and people are hearing me call your name you are translating rightThank you so much. You're looking, thank you. Is over here? Thank you. The Lord bless you indeed. So, we see very clearly that as the faith moved on, there has been a dilution. That is the word I want to use today. The diluting of the faith. Some people have come up that have tried to modify the faith to make it modern. That's why we are sitting here today. Because something has changed.
To bring
a more modern gospel, a more modern Christianity, that is a more convenient and acceptable, changing the very
position
of the cross. And so you have ended up eventually with
最终
whether conservative or more liberal kind of Christianity or theology. But if you retract yourself further back, step by step, because I realize translations are going on, if you take yourself further back, then you realize that there was persecution when the church was first received. At the inception of the church, there was severe persecution by the Roman authorities. It was very severe. You see the severe persecution that was purifying them. And then later on, as time went on, one of the kings, one of the emperors, saw the Lord telling him, please use the cross to conquer. And that is when now persecution went down and people now they took Christianity.
They
took Christianity and made it now a government religion, an institutionalized religion. So at that time, persecution went down
a little bit.
They were being forced, Caesar is Lord, whatever, that kind of emperor worship was on. But now they accepted, one of the emperors accepted Christ. He claims to have had an encounter and accepted Christ. And accepted Christianity. But that also came
with
Christianity. That is what gave birth to the Catholic Church, eventually.
天主教
in Germany,
直到现在的德国
Martin,
马丁路德
the contestation, protestation, protestant, the protestant
最后
denomination, protestant church,
他
when it presented
带来了改正教
against the Catholic Church,
就是来反对天主教
then now you have the protestant church and many
现在你有改正教
and then came out of there all who you are today, right?
就是你们现在所看到的这些，那是。
For now, the church you see, the, the pathway of the church, step by step, brothers and people, I'm going to go to Scripture now.
教会的所走过的路程，
我们的。The pathway that the church followed. That's why we ended up with the two churches I've mentioned for the cameras, please. Now the two churches I've mentioned.The church in Philadelphia and the church of Laodicea, they go to the
end.
And that is where the big question is going to be tonight. Because we are going to try to test if we can see the church, the Philadelphian kind of church here today. If that is the model, the church upon which he modeled the rapture church.
这个菲拉铁菲教会就是被菲教会的模型和
榜样。And then you see the tragedy and the amount of blood you need to do in your nation.And so, you ended up with one branch, the evangelical churches, and then another branch, the fallen church.
一方面是传道的教会，另一方面是堕落的教会。所以
the modeling the Lord did, modeling his rapture church based on the church of Philadelphia,
主给废弃教会的模型和样板榜样就是菲拉铁菲教会，菲拉铁菲教会是废弃教会的榜样。
哈利路亚。
哈利路亚。
However, even much more important to listen to or to hear is this: that the fallen church, the apostate church, the lukewarm church, let's say,
堕落教会、温室的教会。
Now that one goes straight into the tribulation.
那个直接进入到大灾难，那就是进入大灾难的教会。这是我们今晚要开始的地方。
Into the tribulation, right?
直接进入到大灾难，灾难中的教会就是老底家教会。所以蒙福的人们，在这个大会中提出一个非常重要的问题。
At this hour.
因为
Let's first read
together
the book of Revelation chapter 3 and then I'll be able to bring this
scripture to you.三章启示录的第三章蒙福的人们
我们从第十四节读到二十一节
我们要读 King James 雅各王版圣经这里说的如下你要写信给老底嘉教会的使者说你要写信给老底嘉教会的使者说这里使者其实说的就是在那个教会中传道的牧师就是讲台上的人非常震惊耶稣直接的向教会写信来告诉他他说的如下怎么是人们
Who is, sorry about that, 14, I'm reading again there, very good. These are the words of the Amen. He calls himself the great Amen.
真实的
You are very familiar
为诚信见证的
the transliteration, if you will, of this word from Hebrew, many times after prayer,
为诚信真实见证的
you end with Amen. So be it.
在
Amen also stands for truly speaking, verily, verily.
Amen 意思是
so,
真实的说
addressing himself
实实在在的说所以他
purpose, deliberately.
在这样一个顺序来介绍他自己
He's saying that these are the words of Amen and he's saying
那位 Amen 的然后说
the faithful and true witnessThe ruler of God's creation. Just the manner in which the Lord is introducing himself will help us a great deal today to understand your mission why you are here. Right from step one, blessed people. Because we found out, as we find the conference that we see today, that this church is very similar with the present day church.
Very
similar with practice and worship.With the present day church.
很相似。
Because, as you see, this is the church that exalts earthly wealth.
这个教会就是宣扬地上财富的教会，就像现今教会一样。
By going to church every Sunday, Sunday and Sunday,
认为我每周日都
去
教会，周日，然后就可以进入天堂。
This is the church that thinks that the Lord will understand. He will understand.
主会理解，会理解。
And so, in this introduction, by him saying he is the Amen.
在这个介绍中，他说那阿门的。
The one that is trustworthy.
换言之，那可信的。
Amen also stands for the guarantee. The guarantee that is given to God's promises.
就是对神应许有个保证，所以当你祷告的时候，你会说
But now for Jesus to call himself
Amen.
Amen.
但是耶稣现在称他自己为 Amen.
That guarantees God's promises into your life.
那个意思是他自己是你生命的保证。
Meaning,
Amen.
He is trustworthy.
意思是
He is the truth.
他值得信靠。他是真理。
In other words, from this point on,
他说他是真理。
He's saying that he is an assessment of the church.
他说他对教会的所有的判断
will be the true condition of the church.
是可以值得信靠的，是真实的。
He's simply preparing you for the body.
他在预备你。
He's saying that he is the truth.
成为合法的他说他是诚信真实意思是他的品格是可信也就是天堂所有的应许都是可信的可靠的所有的应许都是真实天堂所有的都是真实他所说到他自己关于神的荣耀他要所应许给你的要分享的荣耀他的应许都是可信的他在给
that compromised even on their theology
甚至在他们神学上妥协的教会跟他们说。
He's talking to a church that even thought that Jesus was created. And that's why you see at the end they say, other versions will say, he is the first, first among creation. But here he says the ruler of God's creation. But in
this case,
he's saying that nothing was created except through Christ.
你可以看到所有的一切都是在基督里被创造的，他是
被
创造万物之上为元首的。
It only means John chapter 1 verses 1 to 4 that
he created. 约翰一书
is the genesis
of creation.
We can
even read that in
the book of Colossians chapter 1 verses 15 to 17, right?
哥罗西书
I will come back to Revelation here.And then I will
make you
the people the great concern of the Lord as to why you are here. Right? But you can see right away what the Lord is saying. That there is a change of the faith.
就是主说信仰改变了，这是正在发生的事。
教会堕落了，蒙
死的人。
And then I will
come out
quickly on glorification Christ. Okay?
After that, the dinner will be served.之后就吃晚餐。说哥罗西书第一章。
The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in Him all things were created in the heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things were created through Him and for Him.
人子爱之时呢，不能看见之神的像是所生的，在一切被造的以先。
新天新地新耶路
撒冷，一切都属于他。
That is how tremendous the authority of Christ is.
这是基督的权柄，多么的惊人！所以我们要尊荣基督。
They think he's an elder brother.
不要用这一代人所看待基督的方式，好像是他们邻居的兄弟一样。
He is the mighty God, Almighty God.
这是全能的神。
Hallelujah, the creator himself.
哈利路亚，是创造者自己。所以这里说得很清楚。
He is the creator.
他是创造者。
So when the Lord says, "He is Amen," he is
really
beginning to address the condition of that church, and hence the condition of this church.Because he was dealing with a church that trusted so much of the world, earthly wealth, worldly things, more than Jesus.
非常的信靠世界财富的教会说话。
This is the creator.
耶稣说就是创造者。
Hallelujah. Let's read on.
他是创造者。
And he says very clearly here.
蒙福的人们这里说的很清楚。
Turn with me there, blessed people.
第三章
and it says very clearly,
翻到
again we are still on that dispensation there the church age as you see and the reason
the Lord is
speaking with you now with such
agony
is because that arrow going up is about to happen the rapture is about to take place that's why you are here finally
and
it says here blessed people
他这里说蒙福的人们
Again,
he
says, these are the words of the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the ruler of God's creation. I know your deeds, but your name is so
known.
That is so powerful. He's saying that he is all-knowing.
So he
doesn't make an assessment of the condition of the church in Barranquilla or Bogotá, Colombia. That is the true position.
这是他们真实的状态。
Says, I know your deeds.
他说我知道你的行为。这个行为很重要。
Oh, yeah,
这里也说明这行为很重要。
I know your deeds.
我知道你的行为。
And I'll give each arm coming, my reward in my hand, and I'll give each a
coin. 也不冷也不热，所以我必从口中把你吐出去。
I know that sometimes you're teaching the faith. You don't touch any deeds. You don't need to do that.But if you read the Bible,
我知道有时候你在讲道中会说你不要说
行为。You're born again and you experience the regeneration, the proper birth, the regeneration of your soul. then that salvation should exude forth certain works. James chapter 2, I'm reading. James chapter 2, read with me, blessed Christian.
雅各书第二节吗？
He says the following.
说得如下,
verse 14.
十四节,
what is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone claims to have faith, but he has no deeds?
Let
us be very clear. We are not saying that you have to walk your way into salvation. Not at all. You can read Ephesians chapter 2, 8 and 10. If by grace alone, that you are born again. However, the true test of your regeneration, transformation from the inward, is the exuding of the good works.
就是你内心真实的改变的表现，就是你行为上有好的行为。
Right? And that's what he's saying here. So because, again, sorry about that, he says here, if someone claims to have faith, but has no deeds,
and says, faith.
却没有行为。
若有人说你有信心，我有行为，你将你没有行为的信心指给我看。我便借着我的行为，将我的信心指给你看。信神只有一位，你信的不错，鬼魔也信，确实占经。我们要正确的重生，就是救恩被错误的代表了。
For restoration, repentance, repentance.
But
you may go back to your countries and become the preachers of righteousness. Whether it's just only you alone, you
need to be a preacher.
And prepare a holy church for Christ.
But
you must begin to work now, right? And so he's saying, I know your deed.
Meaning,
the Lord watches. He that knows all, he watches the deed.
他看的是行为，他说，
I know your deed, that you are
我知道你的行为，
cold nor hot.
也不冷也不热，我巴不得你过冷或者热，因为你是温水，你既如温水不冷也不热，我必从我口中把你吐出去。
So at that point, now the Lord describes the condition of that church, which is more similar to this church.
描述那个教会状态和现在这个教会非常的相似，更加的相似。
Which is synonymous with the church of this age.
和现今这个教会很相似。
He says,
他说,
that there are three forms.
有三种。
Those who are hot, they are born again.
热的, 火热的, 重生的。
They mess them up if I keep using that example. Because they really go out for evangelism and unbelievably, they are really on fire.
But
so he's saying, going out, evangelizing, pursuing righteousness, all is wanting to know more about Christ. What else can I do to be holy? And then there are those who have rejected Christ, who are called.
You know,
the Lord says here that there is a category in the middle here.
这里还有中间的一等人，就是温水的教会。
Not that the Lord prefers that you reject Christ, you be called, not at all. But he's saying that there is a condition today which is so deceptive in the church that makes you think you are born again. It's very deadly. There is a form of Christianity that is very deadly to the church. Which makes you think you are born again, you are okay, you are going to heaven, and yet you will end up in
heaven.
That is what the Lord has sent me to tell you today. That there is a condition accruing in the church today, transpiring in the church today, where Christians are comfortable, and they think they are born again.
有一种人，他们认为自己重生了。
然后他说，
我要把你从口中吐出去，说明很恶心。这种基督徒的信仰，一步一步的，
可以看到。提摩太后书
三章五节。
Blessed people with all love, we say this to you. Hallelujah.He says from verse 1 if you will, he says, but master, there will be terrible times in the last days.
People will be loved of
themselves, love of money, both of them, proud,
disobedient
to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without sincere, if you see that there are things that the present church shares with this,then that is exactly the gravity the Lord is laying here. That is the same
call for repentance, the revival of holiness, the revival of the return to the church.我们看到这一代人和主这里说的有很多的相似。他说，我亲情不解，越好色坦言不能自约，性情凶暴，不爱强大，
ungrateful, unholy, unholy captured,
违背父母，忘恩负义，又不圣洁，无亲情，不解怨，好说谄言，不能自约，性情凶暴。你可以看到现在
教会里的性情。They can go for vacation with their wife.And if you go to those beaches of Australia, California, wherever, Europe, you find the pastor with his wife are also walking in that nudity like everybody else.
就像澳大利亚这样的海滩，你可以看到牧师和他们的妻子也这样，就是裸露的穿着。
I must live a separated Christian lifestyle. You find them doing everything else that everyone is doing there. Because of lack of self-control,
因为无亲情，他们想做什么做什么。因为不能制约，他们就想做什么做什么。
That is absolutely true.
卖主卖友。
第五
节是我们的有敬虔的外貌，却背了敬虔的实意。这等你要躲开。所以很关键。有敬虔的外貌，却背了敬虔的实意。我们知道基督徒救赎的能力就是圣洁。
To Christian salvation is the holiness that the Lord
就是主为我们在加略山所留下的圣洁。
We live in a dispensation when everything is being watered down now. The morals, the integrity and so forth, right? That's what the Lord is saying here.
There's
no place for people back in Revelation chapter 3 again, it says here. So, he develops a verdict for this church that enters the tribulation. And then he says, you say, I am rich.
He says, I am rich.
And do not need a thing.
发了财一样都不吃。
But you don't realize that you are now. This is very serious.
不知道。
This is now Jesus giving them the amen, the truth, giving them the very truth about their condition now.
真实的来主耶稣给他们来给他们评价他们的真实的状态。
What matters is how the Lord looks at you.
这是主看你的方式，主看你的方式才是关键的、重要的。你看你自己如何不重要，主怎么看你才是重要的。他说我是，你说我是富足，已经发了财，一样都不缺。
你知道，
这就是这个悲剧的所在，因为他们。
Self-sufficiency.Is a cancer in the church in this age.
而在 现今这个就是自满，就是这像教会的癌症一样。
That you have struck. Hallelujah. And he's saying here very clearly that in their own eyes they are rich. They have acquired wealth.
在他们的眼中，他们自己认为是发财。
They are exalting earthly wealth.
意思是他们寻求的、宣扬的是世界的财富。
In this dispensation.
就是这个时代的。
Because here they love wealth.
这里他们爱财富。非常爱。
It's a church that idolizes wealth.
就是以财富为偶像。
But based on the Lord's verdict we're about to read, you'll see that then spiritual depravity.
你可以，然而你就看到他们灵性上的缺乏。
About the church, the present day church.
主写给现今教会。
Then there is spiritual desolation.
然而他们灵性上却是贫穷的。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Then I'll be able to bring it to you. He says.
他说
But you do not realize number one that you are wretched.
你却不知道第一点你是困苦
number two,
二可怜
number
三
five, blind,
贫穷
number
四瞎眼五赤身
So the question then becomes how does the church end up there?
就是教会怎么会到这一步呢
pitiful, And he says
进入到这种
you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind,
困苦可怜贫穷瞎眼
the church can only end up there
是神的状态
when there is a fall at the pulpit
只有讲台堕落教会才能到此地
that's why you are sitting here today
所以今天你们坐在这里
but when we instruct you on the return to the original gospel of the cross and the blood of Jesus
指导你们回到耶稣宝血和十字架那起初的福音
the danger there is the idolizing of wealth which has come to the church,
危险就是来进入到教会里的就是崇拜金钱以金钱为偶像他们不愿意斥责他们想要一个
舒适的福音
这是后现代化的福音
有很多的So many stadiums, so many walls. The financial market was very powerful. Textile industries. They had the powerful school of ophthalmology. They were making so much money. I don't want to describe to you the affluence they lived in, but you can see very clearly that the same has plagued this church. And so there is need for reformation at the pulpit.That's why you are sitting here. There's need for repentance beginning with the clergy to bring forth a revival of holiness in your country as a people. And then he goes on to say that despite their read about their situation, but his read is totally different. We need to be very careful, blessed people. That you can touch and expound on about the present day church. For example, if it is true that the church in Laodicea had such a powerful textile industry and they considered themselves well clothed, then why is the Lord saying that they are what? They are naked.
你会想，如果这个老底家教会他的纺织工业很发达，
in the world,
他为什么走出去就开始吃人呢？
And yet spiritually, you are naked before the Lord.
你认为自己是富足，然而灵性上你是贫穷的。他在说。
We need to go back to our total dependence on Jesus.
我们需要完全的信靠耶稣。
That's why he sent me to talk to you this evening.
所以他派我来向你们说话。
On Jesus. Why?
让你们来完全信靠耶稣。为什么？因为马太二十二章
It talks about the garment that Jesus gives the church.
说到了耶稣赐给教会的领袍。
Among the things I saw when the church was going up in that vision,
礼服
that I want to share with you.
我想跟你们分享那个
意象。The glorious garment.
他们出地基教会，他们穿着荣耀的衣服。这个时刻就是预备公义礼服的时刻，在教会。所以马太福音二十二章。
马太福音二十二章。Matteo 22, versículo 13, por favor.In my poor Spanish, then he said,
他说
verse 13,
13节
from verse 11 he says,
从第十一节
the king came in to see the guest,
进来观看宾客，见那里有一个没有穿礼服的。
And then, and so a man entered there without wedding clothes, right?
所以阿曼进入那里，他
he asked him,
他就对他说，朋友，你到这里来怎么不穿礼服呢？
Rafiki, Haver Shelly in Hebrew. He calls him friend, Haver.
他称他为朋友。
How did you come here without wedding clothes?
你到这里来怎么不穿礼服呢？那人无言可答，于是王对使唤的人说，
关
起他的手掌来，把他丢在外边的黑暗里。所以这里说被召的人多，选项的人少。
So that is the danger that the Lord is raising here of complacency. And if you get deeper, that friend might also be at the pulpit, right? And then, All of us have become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous acts are like filthy rags. We all show up like a leaf, and like the wind, our sins sweep us away. With Genesis chapter 3 after the fall, when they chose to take some fig leaves and stitch for themselves to cover themselves. Is the present day church wearing the garment the Messiah has provided? Because in Laodicea they were wearing their own garment they provided for themselves. Because they were doing the morning glory and the evening glory. Again, with the very objective of addressing the condition of the present day church, that we may be able to work for Christ and give him the well-deserved, holy, and glorious bride, right? So, he says here, But you do not realize that you're wretched.
这里说却不知道你是那困苦和
你贫穷。
瞎眼之神，我劝你向我买火炼的金子，叫你富足。
What is the gold refined in fire? You talk about everlasting life, right? That is obvious. You talk about eternal life, right?
火炼的金子这里提的是永恒的生命。
Only eternal life lasts forever, right?
永恒的生命才能持续到永远，是吧？我们在一起吗？
Yes, but we may focus on that which matters most.In other words, the Lord is asking you to do a spiritual audit in your life. Find out what is it that matters the church today, or even you as a person. He's saying we need to focus on that which lasts forever, right?
That's why we're here.
And only righteousness can increase the shelf life of the church. Only holiness can make the church live eternally.
That's why we're here.
And he's saying,
他说
I can't say by gold.
我
劝你 gold, for me gold, that
向我买火炼的金子，叫我
富
足，又买白衣穿上，叫你
赤
身的羞耻不露出来。
Revelation chapter 19.
启示录十九章。
If you give me just a moment.If you read verse 6 up to 8, that up to 9 is good enough.
6到9节，这里说
Then I heard what sounded like a great
multitude
roaring, rushing waters, like
a great
multitude
roaring, rushing waters,
like a great multitude shouting,
Hallelujah
for our Lord God Almighty reign. Let us rejoice and be glad and give Him glory.
What? That is good for Him there.
For the day of the wedding of the Lamb has come, and His bride has made herself ready.
Then
it says, finest linen, in fine,
the
finissimo,
finest
linen, bright and clean has been given her to wear.Then it says, fine linen sent for the righteous act of God's holy people. Then it says, and the angel said the following. Then the angel said to me, write this, blessed are those who are invited to the wedding supper of the Lamb. And he added that these are the true words of God. Meaning, these are guaranteed. You can trust on this. You can depend on this.
保证给你的保证，所以从一开始，
we see very clearly
我们看得清楚
that to address the condition of the church,
他在说教会的状态。
Introducing himself,
介绍他自己
letting us understand that we need to have total reliance on him.
我们要理解，我们要完全的信靠他。
I know
we're in
the church now relies on ourselves. They do
public
relations to do things or to plant a church or to do whatever they need to do.But he's saying now we need to rely on Christ. He begins by saying he is the Amen, he is the truth. He is the guarantee of the truth, God's truth. He is trustworthy, we cannot trust him with all our life. If we depend on, we can trust that it will be delivered. If you get to the book of Revelation chapter 1 verse 5, God the Father himself at the throne says he is the faithful and true witness.Meaning, even God,
he
trusted him with a mission to deliver man, and he delivered man. Then he's asking, how about you? Have you entrusted him with your life? You can see in the manner of introducing himself, the Lord is better bringing correction to the church.
This
is the church today, where the Christians choose to half born again, half not born again. And in there,
Now you
raise some very pertinent issues on the way the church is executing their salvation today. He's saying very clearly, blessed people, that we need to be disarmed and reach a state of total surrender to Jesus.
我们要缴械投降，完全的降服耶稣。现在，
呼
唤基业国要回到圣洁中。因为这个结果是永恒的。 是永恒的。
It will be eternal.
当你回到自己的国家，预备一个圣洁公义的教会。
And righteous church, that service you give the Lord,
你知道那个服事是有永恒的后果的，因为你读启示录十九章十一到，你可以看到他们穿着同样的。所以他这个结果是永恒的。所以当你去预备你们国家教会的时候，要预备一个圣洁的教会。但是他在这里说的是，他说到。就蒙恩得穿光明洁白的新衣，意思是。那个礼服不是你自己努力，不是你自己努力得来的。
That garment is a reward God gives you gratis.
第二点。
Then number two, you have a role to.
啊，你有一个要保持那个礼服圣洁的这么一个作用。所以你有这样的要保持它干净的这么一个角色和作用。
Have you sustained your garment, lino finissimo, resplendent, limpio? Have you sustained your garment in particular?
你有没有保持你的礼服光亮洁白呢？
Here today,
因为现在教会的这个礼服不是光亮洁白的。
There are so many things there.
他们进入了同性恋
LGBT,
讲台上的
传
讲金钱。
Which women are carrying the pastor's baby and all that.
这就是我们在这里的原因。蒙福的人们，要悔改和圣洁。这里说，那个没有那件礼服，教会就不能进入到羔羊的婚宴。这是作为这个你们国家的领导，
country,
你们和
church,、
你们有这个责任能够使教会进入到荣耀中。这细麻衣是能够将你带入到神国
的。Into the wedding supper of the Lamb also, the wedding supper admission.Is equivalent to white stone with them in the church of the present program of the atonement. I don't think it's a profession.
他这里继续说。
He goes on to say it here.
因此。
So what is the message then?
就这个教会的信息是什么呢？
Church.
现在。
Based on how the Lord is speaking to a church.
主跟一个现今教会很相似的教会说话，他说，你需要耶稣。因为在这个经文中十九节，耶稣被关在了门外，所以主说他们是困苦、贫穷、瞎眼、可怜的。
Without Jesus taking the center stage in the church,
所以如果没有主耶稣来，他什么都做不了。我们需要把耶稣基督。
被
钉十字架和复活带入到你们国家教会的中心，我们看到耶稣的宝血如何兴起了残疾人打开瞎眼的耳聋的，看过去两天看到的，因此主用这个来向你见证，他是可以彻底相信的，完全信靠的，这是他要带领的信息，好使你能够把这个复兴耶稣十字架宝血的复兴带到你们的国家，就是这个福音的大能带给你们的国家。
La cruz es el corazón del evangelio.
你们明白吗？所以神的子民要回到耶稣的宝血十字架那里，因此现在他说不要依靠这世界上的财富，他也说这个每周日都去教会，都去教会不意味着一定会去天堂，
And that transformation the Lord has laid for you,
你必须有好的行为。他这里说的不是说去给人们吃的喝的，而是说内在的改变。
And when that inward change takes place, it's empowered by the Holy Spirit. Your
destiny
will change.
你的社会改变，你的讲道会改变，你进食的方式会改变，你的敬拜会改变，
your worship will change.
救恩会改变，是你的见证会改变。
Your destiny will change.
这是主这里说的。
That's what the Lord is saying right now here.
让我们把这个美好的信息带回到你的国家，这是个美好的信息，我在预备一个圣洁的教会。现在全世界到处都是宣讲繁荣福音的牧师，你要传讲圣洁，好让你能够为主预备他的百姓。然后他这里说得很清楚，蒙赐的人们
要结束了。
他说
and he says,
白礼服
white garment, wear,
你要向我买，我劝你向我买白袍穿在身上，好遮盖你赤身露体的羞耻。现在我要知道教会的殿荣耀，蒙福的人们。
That was simply a preamble for you, blessed people, that I wanted to be laid on you.
我们看教会的殿荣耀。
Let us look at the glorification of the church. And we said that vision again, and then some.
我们在总结十分钟左右就结束了。现在。
Now. And that.
2021年10月18日的造访。2021年10月18日你的造访。我刚从一个全球的服事中回来。
And I think it was a long message, about 5 hours.
有些女人，你们有些你们中有一些看见我，观看了一场故事。
Inside there, this is a church inside
here. 之后，
and then after that, I went and sat on the side of the seat.
然后我在椅子上睡着了。
And I fell asleep on the seat.
然后我就看到了主的异象。
That is when I saw the vision of the Lord.
大概是12 meters.
About 12 meters of
tall. 12米。远的地方他向我显现，他说
and he said,
去告诉这个人们
God tell these people,
当被起发生的时候
place,
他们会拥有像我一样的身体，我可以看到他是荣耀的，荣耀站在他所有的地方。所以换言之，他在说去告诉这个人们，这些人们被提发生的时候，耶稣意思是被提，当被提发生的时候，他们会拥有和弥赛亚荣耀的身体，这就成为了我带给许多国家的主题。之后
After that,
他在离地2米高的地方写下了约翰福音3章2节。然后当我醒来的时候，约翰一书3章2节，然后我醒来的时候，我说那就是君王，那就是君王，那是弥赛亚。然后我醒来了，非常震惊，那就是我们所等候的君王。所以我醒来第一反应就是，那就是耶稣，就那是君王自己，那是弥赛亚自己。所以主给你们在那个定了一下，主给你们国家列国的信息是什么呢？殿荣耀是主放在教会面前非常荣耀的应许。
And when you look at the chronology
of God's redemption, that is actually brought
to the fact,
the book of Romans 8,
you will see that glorification is the
ultimate step in the redemption of the
church.
那个变荣耀，那个荣耀的所应许的荣耀的身体，应许的荣耀， 就是主在福音中说的很清楚的告诉你要忍受一切，因为那有应许的荣耀。记得神的国度，我们要去一个荣耀的国度。
And without a glory of God,
如果没有荣耀的事情，我们进入不了。
So、let us begin
所以蒙福的人们，
as we finish this last phase,
现在
people,
第一点
so, number one,
是神
it is God
设计了你要变荣耀。
所以
如果你跟我
翻到约翰
福音第
七章，你可
以看到变荣耀是神的设计。17约翰福音17章22节，约翰福音17章22节，这里说，他说，22节，我又将你赐给我的荣耀赐给他们，使他们像我们一样合而为一。你们都很清楚蒙福的人们主说的是，他不将，他本来不将与人分享他的荣耀。我们都很清楚
主
defended， 他不会与任何人来分享他的荣耀，他非常护卫他的荣耀。但是我们看到神愿意主愿意与教会分享他的荣耀。比如如果你能看创世纪二章，甚至
一章 26-27节，
当他创造人的时候，是按着他自己的形象和样式造人。那个形象样式是属灵的形象。启示录第二章，你看到第七节，神将他的灵给人，所以为什么他说他不愿意与人分享他的荣耀？你看到了神愿意与教会分享他的荣耀，所以彼得一书。
Second Peter rather, chapter one, verses three. Second Peter, can you read there? I don't know if somebody moved the chair or something over there.
你的后书。
Thank you for helping me. Thank you.
你的后书。
Can we be blessed people, Second Peter? Thank you.
一章。
Second Peter, chapter one.
说的如下。
He says the following.
你的后书三节。
And if you have time, eventually, at home or in the church where you're preaching, you can
see
that
Simon Peter, 他自己，他介绍他自己，耶稣基督的仆徒和使徒，写信给。借着我们的上帝和救主耶稣基督的义，与我们得到同样宝贵信心的人，你看到他说，这个信心是从基督来的。这个起初的教会，他们也得到这同样和你一样，这是个父亲的教会得到的同样的宝贵的信心。
In other words, there are no two faiths.
他们得到是同一个信心。
There's only one faith.
所以彼得收到的信心能够使他走在水面上，让他他说，那你也能够有这样的品特征。把彼得得到的信心使他愿意为基督而死，那你也应该为着同样的信心而死，这就是同样的宝贵的信心。所以这应该告诉你，我们需要悔改。
Because you see there have been changes. It is not the same faith again.
今天的基督徒不愿意为神的恩典而死，他不愿意。然后第二节他说，愿你们因 认识上帝和我们主耶稣而得到丰富的平安和恩典。他说因为神已经将生命和健全所需要的一切赐给了我们，以他神圣的能力。
By his own glory and goodness,
第四节说，借此他已将既宝贵又伟大的应许赏赐给了我。
Inexpressible promises. Through these, he has given us his great
and precious promises.
So that through them, you may
participate
in the
divine nature.
Caused by evil desires of the flesh. So he's saying that the Lord is making a
promise
to this generation,
that we may all share in his divine protocol,
in his divine nature.
他的神圣的荣耀，这就是一个公开的邀请，要分享神的荣耀。他在邀请信心的教会要分享他的荣耀和我们的人们，所以在这个变荣耀的应许非常的强大，因为他在说，看
啊，
现在这个对话告诉他们，当被提发生，我们会拥，你们会拥有和我一样荣耀的身体。换句话说，我一年又一年查看教会，我看到他们关注是其他的，所以请跑到他们，告诉他们，不，这里有邀请，告诉他们去以专注着永恒的应许，永恒的荣耀。他说。他来责备指正教会，因为你看现在教会他们现在专注地上的事情，他们专注是世界的事情。他主说不，有一些更加宝贵的、更贵重的、不可以买来的，就是神应许的永恒的荣耀，永恒的应许。所以你要与神在新天新地新耶路撒冷中永远的与神同在，这是更巨大的，这是主说的。所以当走在那个意象中，他说有声音说，我要告诉你们列国，当被提发生的时候，你们不拥有和我和他一样荣耀的身体。主基本上在说，看哪，我是可信的、可信靠的。他非常的信实，他已经应许了，他会把这个荣耀赏赐给我们。
So in other words, he's saying when he looks at the church in your country today,
so he sees that
he
says Jesus is not
possible. So you develop other means, other ways.
You go to
other ways.
He says that there is no great God who has given us a more valuable
message.
理解神应许的是一个永恒的荣耀。所以我们要把这个信息带到芬兰塔桑尼亚，就是主已经应许他永恒的荣耀，那个是能够持续到永远的。这个身体是暂时的。如果你看神与老底嘉教会的对话，你可以看到那个国家，他们虽然是以眼药而闻名，他们仍然是瞎眼的。
You see a lot of people trying to, it's good to live with great losses around. It's good to put them forward.
您做关于健康这些事情都是好的，但是主说，我们要 专注永恒的身体。他说你保持身体健康是很好，这是好的，但是他们因为他们是神的殿，但是神说你要更加的专注永恒。所以他说的很清楚，这里蒙古的人们 73章24节说尊，诗篇73章24节，你以尊尊教诲引指引我，以后必接我到荣耀中。
所以主说
他能够把你变荣耀。现在弥赛亚声音跟我说，要让你知道，他会把荣耀赐给你。然后当我看教会，他专注是地上的事情。让他丢出救赎中最需要的东西，就是所应许的荣耀。所以去跑过去告诉他们，我会把应许好的荣耀赐给他们，告诉他们现在不要让他们去专注在地上的荣耀，要专注那永恒的荣耀。我们在一起吗？他说约伯记19章，约伯记十九章，哈利路亚，谢谢你们耐心。
You know it's been a long time in coming today, right? Job chapter 19,
约伯记十九章 25节到27节，他说是的如下。我知道我的救赎主活着。最后他必站在地上，我的皮肉虽然要朽烂，但我必活着见上帝。意思就是身体朽烂之后会有一个永恒的身体，我们能看到是在那个身体里面。
With this body, it cannot
be
glory.
And
I know the church has invested so much in this body now, but now it's your role to then turn that around, right?
然后他说，我要亲眼亲自见他，我要亲眼见他，我心中充满渴望。现在，当这个配偶要发生的时候，这个配偶会在弥赛来的时候发生。所以在那个经历一象中，当主跟我说我要来祝福你们地上的列国，当被提发生的时候，你们会拥有和他一样的那样荣耀的身体。主基本上在说，去告诉他们我要来了，去告诉他们弥赛亚要来了。这就是信息主要来了，因为殿荣耀会在弥撒来的时候发生，所以弥撒来的时候的殿荣耀会发生。那个殿荣耀是教会救赎最后的阶段。殿荣称义殿荣耀，你都很清楚，蒙古的人们，那些在被提前死去的人，他们也在等候那个荣耀的身体。而这只有当基督回来的时候才会实现，他 他们的身体会变样，意思是他们现在拥有的是一个中间的身体，是吧？启示录第六章，那些被杀的人在祭坛底下，他们被赐予一个
But they will only get their glorious body,
白袍赐给他们，但是只有当基督再来的时候，他们才会又穿上荣耀的身体。然后提撒罗尼迦前书之前
17节，
提撒罗尼迦前书4章13到17节，弟兄姊妹，关于弟兄姊妹们，论到睡的人不愿意，弟兄们不知道，恐怕你们忧伤，像那些没有指望的人一样。
He's saying that you can be in church, but utterly ignorant of the very foundation of the Christian faith, resurrection of the saints.
他在说你作为教会，你可能却对复活没有信号，没有信号有复活，
却没
有复活的盼望。
But he's raising a very important thing here, that in church, the ignorance
教会对基督徒信仰的根基都没有意识到。他说我们若信耶稣死而复活了，那已经在耶稣里睡了的人，谁也必将他们与耶稣一起带来。这里说的就是背起，所以你可以提到，
you can tell that even as they are in heaven in the presence of Jesus, their redemption is not yet completed.
甚至那个时候的
教会，
所以变荣耀非常的关键，非常的中心，非常非常的中心，在天堂。
They are in heaven, but their redemption is not completed because until their bodies are glorified,
就是那已经在耶稣里睡的人，他们的信仰还没有完成。对，只有当背起发生的时候，
The glorification of the Lord will
send
them to the
cross. 耶稣再来的时候，他们的救赎才能够完成。
所以你们在。
So、
that's why you are here. You are here because the Messiah is coming.
你们要回到自己各自的国家，告诉他们弥赛亚要来了，要预备道路，拒绝罪恶，要圣洁。弥赛亚要来了。约翰一书第三章第1到3节说，你看父子给我们何等慈爱。再次这里提到了变荣耀，当这个异象中说去告诉他们，
告诉他们
当背起发生，他们会拥有和我一样荣耀的身体，意思是告诉他们要忍受因为有奖赏，有奖赏。他在这里说非常清楚，约翰一书三章第1节，你看父赐给我们是何等的慈爱，使我们得成为神的儿女，我们也真是他的儿女。世人之所以不认识我们，是因为曾认识他。对，首先主开始说，我们被收养进入神的家。
Now, once about glorification,
当他谈到变荣耀的时候，他首先说到的是我们被收养进了神的家。我知道作为高级的教会的灵牧师们
it should disturb you.
他说，当主说到装殿庙的时候，
the glorification of the church,
就说第一件事情就是我们被收养进了耶和华荣耀的家。因为
进
入到这个收养进入这个家不是我们的权利，不是你的权利，因此
如
果我们滥用这个恩典救恩，就是很悲伤的事情，很悲剧可悲的事情。我们很不配有主施走进来一个孤儿院，那里都是孤儿，罪恶使他们彻底与神断开。然后主说这里最糟糕的罪人犯罪犯在哪里，他说、哦、那就是我想要的人，我想要收养他进入到我的国度，而是他能够承受继承这个国度。所以你不想我们怎能滥用基督的恩典呢？我们能够被成为耶和华荣耀天家的孩子，这是一个我们的特权吗？我们能够赐予这个恩典真的是特权。所以他说我们被收养进了神的家。然后他这里当他说到变荣耀的时候，他首先说到的是被收养进入神的家。他说这不是权利，不是你的权利。接着他然后现在第二节可以说第二节，亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显明，意思是永恒还隐藏着，但我们知道主若显现。当我站在神的宝座前，有时候我隐藏了一些事情没有给告诉你。
You know, I have contact. I have contact with the truth of the Lord. You know that.
你知道我向全世界说，我可你知道那个影响。
The vision when I was sitting on the floor of the earth that is in Johannesburg, only for some international. There are two parts.
印象两部分，第一部分是灰马的释放，
记得
我睡在机场的地板上那个地方，把我带到荣耀中，我看到了宝座那里惊人的荣耀，然后我看到了四个活物出来，然后他就回到荣耀中，然后他释放了那匹灰色的马。然后灰马停下来，就在神的宝座前停下来，我就能够触摸他的脸，我是能够触摸灰马的脸。
And that's why when I woke up, I said his face is rugged.
醒来的时候，我说他的脸是。
Like、
就像一个柔青要临到地上这个预言，
我
看到了第三个活物在神的宝座前。这个预言，
哈利路亚，
十五章。
启示录第五章。启示录第五章。说的如下。第四到六节，他说，在宝座中有四个活物，
they are covered with eyes in front and in the back. The first living creature was like a lion. The second was like an ox.
启示录第四章。
And the third had the face of a man.
第一个猴子像狮子，第二个像牛犊，第三个脸面像人，第四个像飞鹰。他说第二个猴子。
The second like an ox.And the third, the face like man. I can describe that to you here. So when he says that the second is like an ox, he's like an ox. When he says the third and the face like a man, the third one is also like an ox. Only that he has a huge face like a man. I'm talking about the creature that the Lord has privileged us to interact with. And when he came from the glory of the throne,First, he wanted to introduce himself so he could know what number he is. And he passed in this direction. A glorious face, a glorious like that. I don't want to describe more than that. I don't know how much more I can describe. That's why I want to limit this. But his face is like a man. But he's an ox. He's like an ox. He's also like the second creature. He also has hoofs.
And
he passed in this direction. When I thought he had gone this, I was shocked he came again from this direction. And when he came and spoke with me, and then he went back the glory that covered the
earth.
That's when he released the rider of the
glory.
That's why I was able to prophesy the global economic crisis, the global famine that is coming. There is even a bigger famine coming. You remember when I was in Maputo, I gave that prophecy.The Lord just spoke with me when I was coming to Maputo. In that dream, he made me see a woman selling cereals. And she's scooping from the sack. People are lined up, they are paying her, she's pouring for them like this. But she's not able to make them see the bottom of the container. The bottom of the container, she has folded it inward.
So
she's giving half the grain. Then the Lord put a very ancient coin in my hand in that day. Very ancient. So I was turning and looking. Then he told me, look, you line up there and also buy some. Then I went and lined up to buy the same cereal. But for me, I was aware that she has punched
the container.
So the container is dispensing half.
打的凹进去，所以咬出来谷物是减半的。
And so as I came, she's scooping, she's scooping, pouring the grain. And she scoops, so the grain is half, it's not enough.
意思是，
meaning there is a global famine coming.
一个可怕的饥荒要来，我已经看到了。
And one of them is related to a drought because I've seen that no leaf has grown, no leaf. I've walked on the earth.And no leaf, no green leaf did grow on the soil.
So
famine is coming. I've seen
the
sensation beyond here. But what I'm saying is that he's saying that the things about eternity are hidden, and one of them I can share with you now here. The third living creature at the throne of God has a face like man, as he says, glorious face, and he's frowned. He's frowned. He's frowned. He's frowned. He's
frowned.他皱着眉头，他是严肃的。
Now that you've come here, I can share with you what I share with Kenya when we are inside. Hallelujah. The things about eternity, where you are going to. And then I saw the release. So you see, in South Africa, I'm sitting on the floor. The Lord takes me to heaven. Then I see the release of the pale horse.
我能够摸上的脸。
That's why after when I woke up, I said his face is patched, he's rugged, like in patches. I was just some parts are rotting. Then when he was released, he first went to Egypt. In Egypt, he went to a church because I can see the cross on that building. But I was seeing that from heaven still. I was still up when I saw him now down, and he went to the church. And then he went around Egypt. Then he went to Greece. I saw him in Greece.After that, I saw him running around the world. Recently, when I gave the prophecy of the world coming to Ukraine, remember I said I've seen him running across the world. And then shortly, my prophecy of the war coming to Ukraine was fulfilled. And you know that there is a nuclear war coming to the earth.The first one I saw when I was in Mbeya, Tanzania, 2005, when I was doing it, I was going around Tanzania at that time with this message, up to the border with Zambia. The first one is 2 meters that will strike the nuclear facility in Iran. There are two. No movements, please. No movements. No movimiento, por favor. No movements.You can carry the baby, that's good enough. This is going to happen to the earth. There are two missiles that are going to strike the nuclear facility in a desert at the foot of a mountain. The foot of a mountain. And the fire of explosion that comes from there shocks the entire earth. The flames almost reach, I don't know where. And as far as this way, as far as that way.
Those
two missiles will come from Israel. And the missiles, the tail of that missile is like copper. And they turn anti-clockwise. As they shot, they turn anti-clockwise like this. And they blow it up.So those must be nuclear weapons that they use to blow up the nuclear facilities in Iran. Which means they are bunker busters that can blow up even the underground nuclear facilities of Iran. And I tried to look at the map, maybe it's Natanz nuclear research facility, nuclear center. So the second war is this one here.It's going to be a nuclear war because I've seen Russia strike mainland Europe and strike France with a nuclear weapon. And shortly, strike, either 3 seconds or 11 seconds, strike the UK. And it spreads
like that,
horizontally. So it means it will go across
Europe.
I have seen that already.So please, let us prepare. This world is coming to an end. Let us prepare for the kingdom of God. This world is coming to an end.
Hallelujah.
Yes, we need to repent. Time is over. But anyhow, in finishing, let's pray this. So you see here, in the book of 1 John as we're going on,
1 John 3,
about glorification,He says the truth of eternity is hidden, however. Again, 1 John chapter 3, verse 2, dear friends, now we are children of God, and what will be has not yet been made known. But you know this one thing, that when Christ appears, we shall have glorious bodies like this. We shall be exactly like him. For we shall see him as he is.And then verse 3 is your instruction. All who have this wonderful hope in him purify themselves just as he is pure. So verse 3 is your instruction on glorification. When the Lord announces that tell them that they will have glorious bodies like mine, is essentially announcing the hour for.Purification in the church is now. Repentance in the church is now. Holiness in the church is now. Righteousness in the church is now. That is what the Lord is announcing. Hallelujah. And it says very clearly. In Philippians chapter 3, so that I may finish it. So bring this also to the mind of the people. Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3.
主说的如下。
The Lord says the following.But when it's time for the Lord to talk about glorification to the church, then he says, you must disconnect from the world. Because your citizenship is now in heaven. That glorification is the symbol of your heavenly citizenship. He loves you that much. But he wants you to share glory with him. The Lord is showing his disposition of love, compassion, willing to share his eternity with you.And so we should grasp that opportunity and prepare the nation. Prepare your nation.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Prepare Berlin, Germany. Prepare Dresden. Prepare Yugoslavia. Prepare everywhere. And if somebody is attending the senator, you should always be there helping her from the teams of my daughters out there. So, very, very powerful, blessed people. He's saying that when it comes to talk about your glorification, then the Lord says your citizenship is not of this world. Your citizenship is of heaven. And so he's asking us to focus now onto the coming kingdom. You know, the Lord told us to separate from this world because this world is fighting God. Ever since the fall, this world has been fighting the Lord.Jesus himself says, the kingdom is not of this world. So we need to make sure we separate from this world in your respective nations. And then in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 16 and 18, there we need that the people will finish.
1
Thessalonians chapter 4,
16
and 18, it says, for the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God, and the
great
Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive
and
are left
will be caught up
together
with them
in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So that we will be the Lord forever. Now, that word forever, Dr. Maluma, just that word forever.Dr. Maluma, just that word forever should make you live holy forever. Just to know that one day all these troubles will be over. And you live with the Lord forever and ever. Nobody will ever touch you. Nobody will remove you. There will be no cancer, no diabetes, no arthritis, no tumors, no pain, no headache, nothing. That should be an encouragement. The word forever.That we will one day be with the Lord forever. That's why you people are here, chosen by God, hand-picked to sit here. That we will be one day with the Lord forever. And that is what I bring you. I know Americans have brought you the prosperity gospel, promising you checks in the mail and everything. But for me, I promise you, I'm promising you being with the Lord forever.
You
will be with the Lord forever.And that alone should be interesting enough for you to live holy. You understand what he's saying there? Look at what he's saying, blessed people. And he says, on that day he will take you,
he will
be glorified. And remember, I have also seen the rapture of the dead church, those who are in their tombs. How they will come up, and their glorious bodies go up.Step by step, I'll finish this message. People, just bear with me. Just bear with me. It's going to be all right. Just bear with me. Everything will be all right. And it says here, Colossians chapter 3, blessed people. Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 and 4, it says. Colossians chapter 3, just give me time. The people doing the food, please just give me time.
Give me time,
please. I'll finish.
哥罗西书三章。
Colossians chapter three, I want to finish this.
一到。
Verses 1-7, I can read 1-4.
第七节说的如下，所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求在上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。
At the right hand of God.
就是这个问题。
That is a question.
这里有个问题。
That is a question more than a statement.
当他这里说。
When it says here, since then,
你们若
you have been raised with Christ,
你们要
set your hearts from things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.
与基督一同复活，就当求
在上面的事。If at all you have been raised with Christ.
神兴起了基督。
If at all it is true that you have been born again properly and you baptized, Romans chapter 6, remember? Baptized and immersed with him and resurrected with him in baptism, then it's just inevitable that you must focus your entire life on things above. That is another point of rebuke and correction to this church.The American church is very good at focusing people on the things of the world. This is a rebuke. He said, if at all we are born again like we claim, then we should focus all our lives on things about where Christ is. Then he says verse 2, set your mind on things above, not on actual things. For you died, and your life is now hidden in Christ in God.When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. That's the promise glorification, blessed people. You also will appear with him in glory. That is the promise glorification, blessed people. God promising that he wants to share his divine nature with you. He wants to share his divine protocol with you. He wants to share his divine kingdom with you. He wants to share...
他想与你分享他的永恒。
Hallelujah.
因此。
And so, in 1 Corinthians 15, maybe real quick, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 15.
15章十五节。
1 Corinthians 15, verse 15.
15
节。The following.
15章五十节，他这里说。
I declare to you, brothers and sisters, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. Listen, I tell you a mystery.
You will not fall asleep,
but you will all be changed in a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable. Thank you, my son Nelson. And the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed.This is the transformation he talks about where your body must be transformed as you go into the kingdom of glory. This is great news. The good news I have for you is that I have seen the church enter heaven. So the church will enter. The only problem we have now is the amount of work we need to do between now and then to bring everybody else into that kingdom. To work for Jesus, right? Our countrymen should come and enter with us, right?Our countrymen and women. And so he says here that there will be transformation of your bodies. That is the glorification of your bodies as you enter the kingdom of glory, blessed people. And I need to run real quick now. Just allow me to run real quick here. So this glorification Jesus talked about is also the hope for the Christian. Can we read through the scriptures real quick? It's the hope for the Christian. Romans chapter 5. I will be there. Romans chapter 5. That should be your hope.
He
says, verse 2 is what we want, but we can begin from verse 1. He says, therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have
faith
in God through our Lord and blessed Savior Jesus Christ. Through him, we have gained access by faith into the grace in which we now stand, and we boast in the hope of the glory of God. He says,that that promised glorification should now be the reason you are hopeful. If you compare Hindus and Buddhists and Muslims and Christians, you'll find that Christians are hopeful. They're living their lives with joy and hopefulness because they have this glory promised. You say that's the whole difference. The only difference between us and this, I mean the whole difference.
There are many
other differences, but that's the whole difference.
But
for you, you must now live your life on the earth with hope and joy. But the day is coming when you be glorified and you enter the eternal kingdom of God. Glorified.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Real quick, you are
here.
Colossians 1:27 again. Colossians 1:27 and then I'll read Revelation. We don't have much time. Colossians 1:27. It says the following. And then we go to Revelation 21. Okay, Colossians 1:27 says. To them God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of his mystery, which is Christ Jesus in you, the hope of glory. So for you as Christians, you can now live no matter the
circumstances,
no matter the world, no matter the place, you can now live with hope. Why? Because of the promised glorification, promised glory.
You
can live with hope.
Even
when somebody dies, a Christian dies, it's more of a celebration of life than mourning.
Yes,
because you know, this person will resurrect, this body will resurrect. The soul is going to Jesus, but this body will resurrect. And this person will see glory, right?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Revelation 21, we'll take a lot of my time. Revelation 21, now look. This is now what Jesus talked about, talked to me about, and sent me to you on that October
18th.
This is now the culmination of that conversation of October 18th, 2021. He says the following. He says,
then
I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven Now, there he changes a bit. He changes paradigm a little bit. Just a little bit for you. Because we know that we are the bride of Christ. The church is the bride of Christ, you are the bride of Christ. But in this place, we find the new city, the new Jerusalem is lowered like a bride coming out of heaven. In other words, he's lowering that
city.
So he wants you to have a holy desire.
The
holy desire for that city, that's why you are sitting here. You are saying that enough with the earth. If it is the wealth of the earth, some of you are very wealthy, you have worked for Shell Corporation. The president. Your first lady is in this place, I know your first lady is here. So if it's the wealth of the earth, you know it. But you're simply here because you say you want something more than Canada. Oh yes. You want something more than this world. And that is what the Lord is promising here.
And he says
that there is a better country,
a glorious
country,
a glorious
state,
a glorious city
that is coming. So when he sent me to come and tell you, he will deliver the promised glory, And he wipe away every tear from their eye. So that is the culmination of the promise of glorification. That you'll enter the glorious eternal state, blessed people. where there will be no, really I don't want to list the things, the way men have suffered on this earth. That's why God Almighty, sometimes he cries out, he says, repent, will you perish? Because he sees mankind have lived on this earth, the consequences of sin wars, famines, wars, diseases, everything. When they come from there and enter then into the lake of fire. No. He said, now prepare for glory. You can literally repent for glory.
Hallelujah.
And so, the last one is perseverance. That should now propel us to persevere in this time.
Hallelujah.
Romans chapter 8 is all I'll read for you, verse 17, and we'll close it down on that with the final phase. I have a final phase to close down with it. As you see, I'm trying to, as much as I can.
Romans
chapter 8.
Romans 8.
I'll summarize everything for you, bless the people in the night. Romans chapter 8, 17, all of you are aware of that scripture?
Sure.
You say, now, if we are children, then we are
heirs.
就是神的后裔和基督同坐后裔我们和他一同受苦也必和他一同受苦也必和他一同受苦也必和他一同受苦也必和他一同受苦也必和他一同受苦也必和他一同受苦也必和他一同受苦也必和他一同受苦也必和他一同受苦也必和他一同受苦也必和他一同受苦也必和他一同受苦也必和他一同受苦也必和他一同受苦也必和他一同受苦也必和他一同受苦也必和他一同受苦也必和他一同受苦也必和他一同受苦也必和他一同受苦也必和他一同受苦也必和他一同受苦也必和他一同受苦也必和他一同受苦也必和他一同受苦也必和他一同受苦也必和他一同受苦也必和他一同受苦也必和他一同受苦也必和他一同受苦也必和他一同受苦也必和他一同受苦也必和他一同受苦也必和他一同受苦也必和他一同受苦也必和他一同受苦也必和他一同受苦也必和他一同受苦也必和他一同受苦也必和
的有时候不得不做地下的教会，但是神说你要忍耐，有应许的荣耀。
One day you receive your reward of glory。
无论这个情况多么的艰难。
So now I finish with this vision, and then I'll just read through a list of things here to help you. I want to finish with the vision. When the Lord showed me the church that does not
help,
I have said it before. I just want to repeat it here. The church that does not answer.
In
that tremendous vision, I said the Lord put me in a place, and at the end it looked as though there was an ocean, a sea.And on the other side, when the lightning struck the sky, like that on their side. So there was that. And then the Bible is the only book that is
going to be fulfilled in the letter.
When the Bible says in a flash, that's what I saw. So in that twinkle like this,
when
I looked up, the Messiah was coming. But at first I thought it was the sun.The glory was so immense, I thought it was the sun. The only thing that made me realize this is not the sun,
is
the rays were very symmetrical to the horizons of the earth, meaning that they will affect the whole earth. Everybody will know
that the rapture is taking place.
Even the atheists,
on that day they will know the Lord is going to take place.
Then the voice said,
look,弥赛要来了。
The Messiah is coming.
然而列国还没有准备好。
Not ready, but he meant the nations out there.
没有准备好。
Out there not ready.
他没有准备好。
Please go, they are not ready.
然后下一时刻。
And the next moment, the church was taken in that flash, that flash of lightning.
然后我看到了留下的教会。
But then I saw the church that
remained. 那些留下的。
The church that remained,
church.
The atheist world is
there, but the church
is there. They were rolling in the soil. And the Lord made me roll in the soil.
Gnashing
my teeth
with them.
And they were groaning from the deep.
Gnashing
their teeth.
Gnashing
their teeth.
但我
从那一刻钟醒来之
后，我首先做的事情到镜子前查看我的牙齿，
所以
他们在那一天会咬牙切齿，哀哭咬牙切齿。
The church that remains. What are her features? Can we go through that real quick and end? Then we'll bring everything to the end. What are her features? have.
那留下的教会。
If we can do this, then we are going to tonight bless the people.I know I've spoken so much about the church in the Lord's time. The church
that
is valued after
worth
more than Jesus.
超过重视耶稣的教会。
They profess Christ.
口上宣称基督，但是他们心里向着世界罪。
But they also embrace the world.Number one. Number two, they're having a liberal salvation, whereby sometimes they openly embrace
LGBT
in this age.
那个教会有堕胎，有时。
And sometimes Christians in that church fight for abortion rights.
教会里的基督徒为了堕胎而争夺权利。那个教会里有假先知。
Thank you for writing those words.
假先知。
There are false prophets in that church. They cannot prophesy holy prophecy. Their tongues are weak.
圣洁。
Cannot prophesy holiness.
他们预言的是世界上的事
情。Another one, false apostles.
那是他们都是这个教会里的假使徒。
Sometimes in Africa here, they sell brooms, they sell clothes, water,
衣服、水、油。
Handkerchief.
在那个教会里，他们贩卖这些东西。他们爱金钱。
And falsehood.
他们已经拒绝了
神的教。Does that sound like a church, you know? Does that
sound
like a church, you
know?
Abandonala cruz. Because the
cruz is too much
for them. They know it will crucify their flesh. It's painful. They have abandoned the cruz. They have abandoned the blood of Jesus.
It's too
bloody for them. And yet now we have seen that the blood of Jesus is the power of the
cross.
Without which the gospel has no power. Only the blood we depend on.No, such as depender solamente en la sangre de Jesús. Sangre glorioso. Sangre poderoso. That church. Because of time, I just need to read through this. They exalt the wealth of the earth. Does that sound to you like a church? In America?
Kenya?
And in Kenya?
他们高举世上的财富，会说
，They will say that for you to be wealthy, do the following. They want to make you wealthy overnight.
他们希望你能够
，But how about your eternity in the New Jerusalem? If everybody wants you to be wealthy, wealthy on the earth, who is it?
如果所有人都想在世上变得富有，那谁进入带你进入神的国度呢
？We don't have time.
他说
，He says.
他没有行走在圣灵中，因为圣灵会引导他们。耶稣是圣洁的。他说，他们预言了很多那个教会，所以他们专注的是繁荣。他对自我感觉很好，以为他们去天堂。你告诉他们，悔改他们。
Why should I repent? I met that church in Kenya here. I began to do serious work here until they repented and revived it here.
复兴已经在这里。
But they did not understand why they should repent at that time. Now they understand. They don't like repentance because to them it's a disgrace.
因为他们认为那是一个公开的羞辱。
They are being downgraded. That's how they look at repentance.
那个教会。
That church.Like sharing our success stories, they are very materialistic and self-sufficient. They believe that they don't need Christ or anything for that matter. And yet, without Christ in the book of John, we can do nothing.
与耶稣离断开了。 如果你查看他们的生活，你看他们生活是有罪的。
There is sin inside the life of the Christian.
You
see a sinful Christian life. And I know most of you in the developed world, especially very developed countries like Italy, Finland, Germany, USA, you are fond of saying, no, I don't want to point fingers. No, and this one you must point fingers. Because this one is not about eternity. You are, if you don't point, you don't love them.Yes, when you point at the things they do, now you
手指向他们，你才表明你爱他们。
And this one, don't worry about.
你说我不愿意。
I don't want to judge people. You know there is that saying in the modern world.
就现代的意大利。
The modern Italy.
现代的德国。
Modern Germany.
现代澳大利亚。
Modern Australia.
现代英国、美国。
Like saying, no,
我知道你说我不想。
I don't want to judge. And this one, you must step out and tell them.
然后主说。
That is sin. Let us repent.
你现在讨论是永恒。
Talk about eternity.
永恒地狱是很长时间，所以你要为耶稣征战，对吗
？Fight for Jesus, right? So they are totally disconnected from Christ. They live a sinful life. They love the blessings of God.
所以他们一直斗开，他们与
Jesus enough.
想要这个世界上的祝福，然而耶稣把所有的都赐给他们。
Witness that they are getting born again. Part of it they keep to themselves.
他说。
In the parable of
在麦子麦子的比喻中 ，tares 麦子的比喻中
，they are the tares。
麦子和麦子的比喻中那里有麦子
，they are the tares。
是很悲哀。
That is very sad。
他说
，and he says they don't like teaching believers to examine themselves, to audit themselves.
哥林多后书十三章五节，我会很快结束。
I'll finish now in a hurry. If you give me a moment.
哥林多后书十三章五节，你们总要自己品察有信心没有，也要自己试验。
Test yourselves.
岂不知你们若不是可拒绝的，只有基督耶稣在你们心里吗？
Unless of course you fail the test.
再次要品察你们自己的人，你们蒙福的神的孩子，要品察你们有信心没有，要自己试验。
Test yourself.
岂不知？
Do you not realize that Christ Jesus is in you?
若不是可拒绝，只有基督耶稣在你们心里吗？
So.Prosperity preaching all the time, joy.
所以繁荣没有什么，咱没有什么错。让我澄清一下。
Make clear that, right?
主不愿意羞辱。
He wants to humiliate you. Yes, he wants you to serve, to serve him.
神愿意你。
In some comfort, right? But to turn it around, as the main theme in the church is sinful.Because our primary mission is to lead people into the kingdom of heaven, right?
把使人们带到神的国度里，这是一个及时的使命。
Bring correction to your churches and revival there, right? And he says,
那个教会
doesn't teach believers to reveal themselves, so they leave. Once you're in the church, you're born again. That's all right for you. Don't worry about it. Just keep on. They focus on prosperity and the others will sin. Matthew chapter 7.
第七章
I'm reading 21 all the way to
21-23节说的如下
He says the following
凡称呼我主啊主啊的人不能都进天国唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去当那日必有许多人对我说主啊主啊我们不是奉你的名传道奉你的名赶鬼奉你的名行许多异能吗我就明明地告诉他们说我从来不认识你们你们这些作恶的人我从来不认识你们所以我们要很小心
So let's be very careful
主知道那些没有进入的教会他说这里说
And he's saying here
那个教会里所有的人。
All those in that church, they value. It's good to be educated, of course. But what is the point in education if you don't
have a degree?
There is a trend in the world today.
有个趋势。
There is a trend.
就是越发达的国家。
The country becomes.
他们越远离耶稣，
所以主让你们觉醒，无论你们多么的发达，让
我们来信靠耶稣，哈利路亚。
Hallelujah.
我现在。
And we need to finish now.
他说。
And he says.
他们可能去参加教会，定期的去参加，但是。
But their hearts are not in the worship
of Jesus. 他们的心没有在敬拜耶稣。
Isaiah 29:13. He says, their interest is elsewhere, even as they are worshiping Jesus.
他们在敬拜主的时候，甚至也在寻求利益。
They manage the church like I said, but they seek human acceptance and approval from the Lord.
寻求人的。重视人的
，If you see that church in your country, then
we need to
call for repentance.
重视我，他们想展示他们的状态，就在尼日利亚、非常，还有全世界，他们在行走在宽路上。
And they like to follow the current.
他们想与随波逐流，跟随潮流。他不愿意，别人把他们从
这
个社交媒体上移除。他们惧怕逼迫，惧怕逼迫，不愿为福音受苦。就我说。
They choose scriptures that speak to them what they want to
hear. 挑选想听到的。
Preachers that preach to them a gospel that is tickling to their ears.
主耶稣预言到了。
About them, preaching a gospel that is tickling to their ears.
他们宣讲的是耳朵，别人耳朵喜欢听的，而不是悔改、预备道路。
They don't want to hear that. Amazing.
他们有谎言。
They have lies. They don't want to be saved with all their heart.
他们宣称爱耶稣，然而却不愿意，真的不愿意把全部的心给耶稣。主说。
The Lord says they are essentially atheists in the church.
很不幸的。他们正在主的殿中服侍，因为他们有时候有很多的这种头衔，神学上的头衔，这使他们与耶稣的宝血十字架远离了。他们与耶稣为耻，在工作场合他们不愿意在工作场合谈论耶稣，他们以耶稣为耻，他们不能忍受痛苦。如果你看那个教会，请告诉他们悔改，因为弥赛亚要来了。我再讲最后一节经文，然后我们结束。
They behave as though they have arrived.
他们的行为好像他们已经抵达了，然而这是教会里的一个悲剧。当你回到我们家的时候，因为他们表现好像似乎已经自己进入到神荣耀的国度了。
You are leaving this place as agents of repentance.
生活在这个
And if there is no preacher of righteousness in your land, I know the one.
我知道你们的国，我你们的国家里现在没有传讲。
Help the Lord to prepare your nation. Don't depend on other people.
你只需要去预备一个圣洁的教会，就会帮助你。有时当你传讲圣洁，有教会里有些人会离开。即便如此，也要预备。
When you begin to preach holiness, some people will walk away.
我可以向你保证，当你传讲圣洁的时候，
斥责罪恶
的时候，有些人会离开教会。但是，请求你，要忍耐，并且要更加的宣扬福音。
Can you stretch the timeline on the screen so I can handle the other half of the timeline as I finish this now?
你看到之后，我们直接进入到启示录的第六章。我们直接来到启示录的六章。
Then after that is the second coming that I have seen already.
我已经看到弥赛亚来临。
I see the Messiah coming.
在他的二次再来，他的双脚站在橄榄山，橄榄山裂为两半，然后荣耀从那个谷中流出来。
Lord like that, over there.
你知道，
and you know that when he comes,
当他来的时候，他是来粉碎仇敌的。以赛亚
63:11-20。
我们都知道很清楚，
启示录二十章是说到了千禧
年之后。
And after that,
看了
look now, the gray,
那个白色大海柱的审判，所以告诉他们现在最好现在就悔改，远离罪恶，
than to stand before that
不要站在那个白色大海柱前。最好现在回
来，
因为站在那个白色大宝座前是个可怕的事情，这是难以置信的。启示录二十章和十九节，我读第十节到十五节，然后就结束了。这里说我又看见一个白色的大宝座与坐在上面的，他面前天地都逃避，在无可见之处了。这是弥赛亚坐在他的宝座上，因为你会想，这个审判在哪里发生？天堂里没有罪恶。
They cannot say no.If the heaven and the earth is free from him, where, in which planet is this judgment
taking?
Sometimes you wonder. Because he's saying, the earth and the heavens fled from his presence, and there was no place for them.
And
he says, then I see the grace and small standing before the throne. Whether you are children or you are king,
并且另有一卷展开，就是生命册，死了的人都凭着，就是不论是中国人、白人，都会站在那里。他说，
我又看见死了的人，无论大小都站在宝座前，案卷。Go to your nation and tell them that right now, Jesus is busy writing.
现在耶稣在忙碌的记录你所做的一切的事情。现在，所以这里就是我们要绷紧神经。然后他说，并且又有一卷展开，就是生命册。
The dead were judged according to what.
死人的人都凭着这些案卷所记载的，照他们所行的受审判。
And death and hate gave up the dead that were in them. This person was judged according to what they had done. Then death and hate were thrown into the lake of fire. The lake of fire is the second death.
Whose
name
was not found
written in the book of life was thrown into the lake of fire. Same scripture now. You know
something
with Revelation 21? Again, another moment to audit the churches in your nation and your personal lives. Revelation 21, we're reading 6 and 7.
他说他对我说都成了我是阿拉法我是欧米巴我是主我要将生命之水白白赐给那口渴的人喝这就是七节我要做他的儿子他要做我的儿子新天新地
The new heaven, the new Jerusalem, the life without crying, without pain, without death, without sin. The city of God, the eternity of Yahweh, everlasting life. But then now, verse 8, in verse 8 it says the following. In Revelation 21. But the cowardly, if I were you late at home, I would draw that list and check on the church you are pastoring, and see if they share similar characteristics. But the cowardly, verse 7, those who are victorious will inherit all this, and I'll be their God and they'll be my children. But the cowardly, number one, they are believing, number two, they are vile, number three, they are adulterers, they are the murderers, number four, the sexually immoral, number five, and those who practice magic arts, number six, the idolaters, number seven, and liars, all of them, they will be consigned to the fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death. And I think right now, as we speak, the church shares in these characteristics. So you need to bring repentance to the church of Christ, the people, that there may be a bride in your respective nation.
And the Lord loves you
very much. He's going to bring you here. And he says, tell the church, this is the hour to repent. And
the time to the Lord is Jesus.
Father, you have cried out for righteousness and holiness in the church. Jesus was immediately on the cross. And Lord, you're fighting for Jesus, that the devil may not have a second laugh, that the purpose for which you brought Jesus may be accomplished in the life of the church globally, that Jesus may win, that mankind may choose the righteousness of Jesus and the eternal kingdom of God.
Lord,
I ask you to pack them with fire and give them zero compromise, zero tolerance to sin, so they may present a holy church. Lord, speak to them, open doors for them, that they may be
divided
in the country. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you for your patience.